this morning on WCHL.
This killer is out there hearing this message. You should know that we will catch you.
Nearly 2 years after the brutal murder of a UNC sophomore, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says there's no giving up in sight. An incident at Chapel Hill High School over the summer has a mother and members of the community calling for an assistant principal's termination.
Had this been a white child and a black principal, without question, or assistant principal, without question, she would have been fired on the spot.
And Chapel Hill police catch up with a pair of individuals wanted for an unusual arson case. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Car Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football looks for something it didn't have the opportunity for last season, a 2-0 start. High school football returns with Week 3 action. Carolina men's and women's soccer programs are back in the pitch, including a 2-year-old national title rematch for the women. Plus, we've even got the season's first NFL score for you. And
is the new NFL season over before it begins? Could be.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of another warm day. Our high today in the upper 80s. Partly sunny. We will have a little fog this morning in some spots. There's a 20% chance of rain this morning and then a 30% chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. Just ahead of a warm weekend, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue released information yesterday that he says he hopes will help lead to the capture of the suspected killer in the murder of a UNC sophomore.
Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you.
Sunday marks 2 years since a roommate of 19-year-old Faith Danielle Hedgepeth found her dead in their off-campus apartment. However, Chief Blue says this has not, at any time, become a cold case.
We've conducted an extensive investigation, and we have excellent evidence. This is a very strong case. What we need to do is connect that case to Faith's killer.
In the attempts of making that connection, Chapel Hill Police released never-before-told details about the investigation, which has, at times during the case, gone outside of North Carolina. Part of that release includes a confirmation of what Hedgepeth's parents earlier told the media, that they suspected she was beaten to death. She was found badly beaten, partially undressed, according to the release. On January 8th of this year, Chapel Hill Police announced the DNA of a male suspect was found at the scene.
Investigators have asked persons of interest to provide oral DNA swabs so that their DNA could be compared to the DNA collected at the scene. Hundreds of DNA samples have been collected and analyzed at this point. None of them have been found to match the DNA profile of Faith's killer.
Police say DNA samples were submitted in various forms, including oral swabs. At least one person has declined to submit a DNA sample. Investigators also released a photo of a handwritten note that was found at the scene, which was believed to have been written by the killer. The murder took place at the Hawthorne of the View apartment complex, which is located in the Durham County portion of Chapel Hill. The Durham District Attorney's Office will prosecute a suspect should any arrest be made, though the Chapel Hill Police Department is the investigating agency. To see the latest details of the investigation, as released by Chapel Hill Police yesterday, including a photo of the note that was left behind, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Now, also, if you have information, call the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-614-6363. You can also contact Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. You can find these numbers and a link to an anonymous submission page on our website at chapelboro.com. UNC spokesperson Karen Moon released the following statement regarding the release of information, and we quote, Chapel Hill Police contacted the university in connection with their investigation into Faith's Hedgepeth's death. Because this is a Chapel Hill Police Department investigation, we are not in a position to comment on it. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the Hedgepeth family as they deal with such a tragic loss. We remain hopeful that the case will be solved as quickly as possible. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmidt told WCHL he did not want to comment on the information released at this time in order to allow the police department to continue its diligent work without interruption. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything.
Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapel Borough and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today. College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
613 at WCHL. NAACP members and local pastors are backing the angry mother of a 16-year-old boy and calling for the ouster of an assistant principal at Chapel Hill High School. They're calling assistant principal Julie Hannes reckless and irresponsible for the way she allegedly handled an alcohol poisoning incident during summer class. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Had my son died and I've not even known it, what would they have been able to tell me?
That's Susan Hedden, the mother of a 16-year-old African-American male high school student who until recently attended Chapel Hill High. Hedden told WCHL that on July 18, she arrived at Chapel Hill High School at 12:30 p.m. to pick up her son from summer school and take him to his part-time job at a veterinarian's office. She said she sat in the parking lot for about 20 minutes before she went inside to look for him. There, she heard some frightening news from a school resource officer. Hedden said the officer seemed surprised that she hadn't received a call. The officer told her that her son had suffered a seizure and bumped his head.
And I just stood there for a minute, and then I left and went to the hospital where I found my son with no name. He was like a John Doe. They didn't even know his name.
She said she arrived at the intensive care wing of UNC Hospital to find her son unconscious and attached to a ventilator. He had serious alcohol poisoning. Even so, Hedden said she had to drive back to Chapel Hill High School to pick up an incident report to bring back to hospital staff. She said that when she arrived back at the school, she spoke to Assistant Principal Julie Hennis, who was reportedly in charge that day. Hedden told WCHL that Hennis informed her that her son would probably be expelled for having alcohol on campus. The worried mom spent the next 29 hours at the hospital, not knowing, she said, whether her son was going to make it. He did regain consciousness and recover, and has since transferred out of Chapel Hill High School to Phoenix Academy High School. Details have emerged since July 18th. The student was reportedly found passed out in the school at around 9:50 a.m. that day, 3 hours before his mom went looking for him. He was transported to the hospital by EMS technicians. According to Hedden, Assistant Principal Hennis did not notify her of the situation, but instead left a message with her other son to have his mother call the school. Hennis provided no details, said Hedden. Hedden said that when she went back to Chapel Hill High School days later for some explanations, she was told that there was no protocol for handling such a situation during the summer. News of the incident has outraged members of the local church community, and the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP has gotten involved. They're asking for Hennis to be fired. 10 pastors recently signed a letter to that effect that was sent to the CHCCS Board of Education. One of the signers was Minister Robert L. Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. The letter also demands an investigation into the school resource officer on duty that day. According to Hedden, the officer told her that, quote, "If this were a real emergency, I would have gone," end of quote. When she asked him why he didn't accompany her son to the hospital, the unconscious boy reportedly arrived there without an adult from the school. At Thursday night's meeting of the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education, two people spoke out during public comments about the incident. One speaker, former Board of Education member Greg McElveen, adhered to the board's policy of not naming administrators, faculty, or students during comments. He made it clear, though, that he was criticizing Hennis, and he expressed disappointment to his old colleagues that she still had her job.
There were clear standards of behavior and conduct that is, no one disputes were ignored and not followed. So the facts, many of the facts are not disputed. And despite that, it appears that that staff member may still be considered a valued employee of the district.
Another speaker at the meeting, NAACP member Michelle Laws, spoke to WCHL outside after she made her comments to the board. She said she wanted to go on record to say this about the incident.
Had this been a white child and a black principal, without question, or assistant principal, without question, she would have been fired on the spot.
Chapel Hill High School assistant principal Julie Hennis is white. WCHL has reached out to Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools for comments about the issue, and we'll keep you informed about any developments as they happen. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill police arrested a pair of Carborough residents wanted on arson charges stemming from an incident in June. Sean Edward Hoffman and Kath Christine Moran of Old Fayetteville Road in Carborough were taken into custody on Wednesday. Each faces felony charges of first-degree arson and conspiracy to commit a felony. The pair allegedly set fire to a shed on Crest Drive in Chapel Hill early this month. Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Brian Walker said lawn care equipment stored in the shed was found to be missing after firefighters extinguished the flames.
They should have been able to find remnants of in the shed, even though it was burned. They did not, so they determined that that property was stolen.
Hoffman is being held on a $15,000 bond. Moran's bond is set at $20,000. Both are being held in the Orange County Jail in Hillsborough. WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic, as is usually the case at this time of the morning, but Ram Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be checking on traffic, and you'll hear from him about a half an hour from now, and he'll let you know what's going on in the roadways out there. You can expect traffic to pick up considerably. Right now, if you spot anything that we're not reporting, let us know about it. 919-967-8363 is your number to call in the newsroom. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelborough and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Wouldn't you like to have a cup right now? Fuel up this morning on your way to wherever you're going at Cruiser's. Good to go. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. It is going to be partly sunny today. A little bit of fog this morning in some places. 20% chance of showers this morning. Then a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. This afternoon's high, about 88 degrees. We're starting out at 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. 30% chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 90s, so much warmer weather tomorrow. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 6:20 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. The number 21 North Carolina football team enters Saturday, hoping to start a season 2-0 for the first time under head coach Larry Fedora. Tar Heels are welcoming the 1-0 San Diego State Aztecs to Kinnick Stadium. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff under the lights. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the...
I beg your pardon, that is not Matt Oakes. We'll have that story coming up for you in just a little while here, but that's a very important game coming up tomorrow night for the Tar Heels, and we'll have it for you on WCHL. Game time is 8 o'clock, and our coverage will begin at 5 o'clock right here on WCHL. Now, here is Matt Oakes.
The caliber of opponent is about to get a lot tougher Saturday for the Tar Heels. Head coach Larry Fedora says the San Diego State Aztecs, winners of 9 out of their last 11 games, will present a much bigger threat to Carolina than Liberty in week 1.
Oh, I think it's quite a bit of difference now. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Liberty because they're a good football team and they did some really nice things. But San Diego State's going to be a better football team, in my opinion. You know, they're very similar to some of the things that we did last year. They started off the year very slow last year, and then they finished really strong. And so I know coming into the season, they have a lot of confidence and feel good about where they're at.
Junior linebacker Jeff Schottmer says the infusion of talent from junior college transfers, along with an explosive pro-style offense, make the Aztecs a formidable challenge for the defense.
They got some talent, too. You know, they get a bunch of junior college guys, so they're an older team, and you know they're explosive. You know they're similar to Liberty. Their offensive scheme, so that helps us. But you know they got some speed. I mean they like to run the ball. You know they are more pro style.
One of the highlights in UNC's Week 1 win was the disruptiveness of the Carolina defense. The Tar Heels managed to recover 4 fumbles and force 6 turnovers against the Flames. That's a positive sign for defensive coordinator Vic Koning's boys. Last season UNC recovered a mere 7 fumbles and ranked number 6 in the nation in turnovers gained. That's a stat the Tar Heels appear well on their way to improving in 2014. What's the magic formula this year? Schottmer credits a greater focus put on creating turnovers in the preseason.
In training camp, you know, Coach Vic, you know, stressed that every day, you know, get turnovers. And he preached that every day. And, you know, if we didn't get turnovers in training camp, you know, we had to do up downs and stuff after practice. So, you know, it really, you know, we stressed that all camp, and you know, it showed.
The young UNC offensive line figures to receive their toughest exam to date from a chaotic, unconventional Aztec defense. Coach Fedora says to expect the unexpected from San Diego State head coach Rocky Long's crafty defensive schemes.
They fly around and move around pretty good. They're not a big defensive line, but they're moving constantly. No, you know, it's there's times there will be times in the game they never put a hand on the ground on the defense side of the ball, and you won't know who's coming where. You know, it's unique in what they do, and so it will be difficult for an offensive line to figure those things out at the snap of the ball.
The Aztecs are 5-1 in their last 6 road or neutral site games. That stretch includes victories in 3 different time zones. But UNC may have the upper hand in Chapel Hill. San Diego State sports a lowly 2-10 overall record on the East Coast. Not wanting to test their luck 2 weekends on the trot, the Tar Heels will be looking for a faster start Saturday night than the sluggish beginnings to the Liberty contest. The man tasked with directing a cleaner performance out of the UNC offense will be starting junior quarterback Marquise Williams. Coach Fedora says Williams will receive the majority of snaps over redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky going forward. Williams says he wants to correct his mistakes from week 1 and get fired up to make amends in week 2.
I did pretty well, you know, there's some things I'm still going to correct on, and, you know, I got a little lack of days on the feet and on some throws and stuff, but hey, it's the first game I'm putting behind, it's time to move on to San Diego State.
The primetime Aztecs Tar Heels 8 p.m. matchup in Keenan Stadium will be broadcast right here on WCHL and televised nationally on ESPN News. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's week 3 for high school football on WCHL, featuring a local showdown between a couple of undefeated teams as the 2-0 Carrboro Jaguars play host to the 2-0 Chapel Hill Tigers. That matchup pits two squads hungry to continue their turnarounds from a season ago. We'll have it for you on WCHL. Jeff Hamlin and Chris Casey will have the call of the 7:30 p.m. kickoff at in Carrboro right here on WCHL, beginning at 7 o'clock with our pregame coverage tonight. Don't forget to start your evening off with a grid with Matt and Matt and WCHL's high school football pregame show starting at 6:30. That's hosted by Matt Oakes and Matt Paul. We'll talk to Matt Paul about that later on in the morning. First NFL game of the season last night, the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks opened the campaign with a 36-16 defeat of Green Bay. 6:25. Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
The arrangement of huge rocks in England, known as Stonehenge, is one of the world's great mysteries.
Stonehenge, through the ages, has drawn poets and archaeologists, astronomers and tourists, all seeking, in their fashion, an answer to the single question, why?
Well, a happy accident may have revealed one of its secrets. The story, after this, from David Harris of AJC.
This week marks an important anniversary. 75 years ago, Germany invaded Poland, triggering the Second World War. The war went on for nearly 6 years. Tens of millions were killed, including two-thirds of European Jewry, and countless more millions were injured, left homeless, or exiled. There are some contemporary lessons of this anniversary. First, the democratic world must never suffer from a failure of imagination. Hitler trumpeted his aims, but too many Western leaders chose not to believe him. Second, while we all wish for non-military solutions, had Hitler not been stopped by the valor of Allied forces, the world today would look very different. And third, history can move forward. Who would have believed in 1939 that France, Germany, and 26 other European countries would join forces in a peaceful EU? We must always be vigilant, just as we must always be visionary. And that outlook, by the way, is AJC in a nutshell. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Stonehenge is a man-made arrangement of giant rocks, the earliest of which were put in place sometime around 3000 BC. We know some things about it, but there is still a lot to be discovered. And now a simple mistake has given us another clue. There has long been a debate over whether Stonehenge was built as a complete circle or as the incomplete ring that we know now. Recently, a ground crew was running a hose to keep the grass green around the huge stones, but the hose was a little short, and so a section of the ground didn't get the water and began to turn brown. The brown spots formed a pattern, appearing where other stones would have stood if the monument had formed a perfect circle. It's as if the ancient past was trying to poke through the earth into the present and tell us something. A custodian noticed the pattern and brought it to the experts to check it all out. They took aerial photos and measurements, and they did their calculations, all in a hurry, of course, because they knew that a good soaking rain could make the brown spots disappear again. Those experts concluded that the custodian was apparently right. Stonehenge was once a complete circle. Of course, it's not clear what happened to the other stones in the circle. Maybe they were broken down and used to build something else. That's one of the many Stonehenge mysteries that we still have to solve. The Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel.
Not that.
Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framily plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14 comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framily members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Williams in the shotgun. Liberty shows pressure. They'll bring an extra man. Plenty of time, though. Queet's going to take off. Has the first down and more. Give him six. Touchdown, Carolina.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. We bring you Carolina versus San Diego State this Saturday night at 8 in Kenan Stadium. Exclusive pregame coverage begins at 3 p.m. with a UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Holmes on WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
And good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. 72 degrees, partly sunny, a little fog this morning in some spots, a 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms later on in the day. Our high today in the upper 80s. You need to go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. You always have too much fun when you deal with Berkeley. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. As Ukraine's president says he could sign a ceasefire with the Russians, maybe today. Sky's Katie Stallard says there's fighting around Mariupol. For those residents in that port city,
they can hear the shelling. A lot of them are not able to make contact with their relatives who are out there, and they are being told by the Ukrainian army that they can't go any further. So they are desperately worried about what is happening now on the outskirts of Mariupol.
At the NATO meeting in Wales, British Prime Minister David Cameron.
As Russia tramples illegally over Ukraine, we must reassure our Eastern European members that we will always uphold our Article 5 commitments to collective self-defense.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
NATO always rises to every challenge. We stand ready to act together and decisively to ensure the common security of North America and Europe.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
72 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Police agencies from Orange, Durham, and Wake counties are searching for two men considered armed and dangerous after they fled from a reported home invasion in Orange County early this morning. According to WRAL, the men broke into the home in the eastern part of the county at 4820 Pleasant Green Road near Highway 70 at about 3 a.m. The men then fled in a gold-colored vehicle heading east. After a 20-mile chase, they ended up at a shopping center on Carrington Mills Road in Morrisville. They left the vehicle there and ran into the area near the shopping center. Little information additionally is currently available. At this time, it is unknown if the men were apprehended. No one was apparently injured during the invasion. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue released information yesterday regarding the Faith Hedgepeth murder investigation. He says he hopes will help lead to the capture of the suspected killer.
Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you.
Sunday marks 2 years since a roommate of 19-year-old Faith Danielle Hesbeth found her dead in their off-campus apartment. Chief Blue released never-before-told details of the investigation to members of the media yesterday. Here are his remarks.
The Chapel Hill Police Department and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation are releasing this information today in the hopes that it will allow a community member who may know something that will help us advance this case to come forward and share that with us. At approximately 11 a.m. on September 7, 2012, officers with the Chapel Hill Police Department responded to a 911 call at the Hawthorne at the View apartment complex on Old Chapel Hill Road to a report of a possible dead body located in apartment 1502. When officers arrived, they were greeted by the primary tenant of that unit, Karina Rosario, who advised that she had seen the victim, Faith Hedgepeth, inside and she was unresponsive. Karina Rosario allowed officers to enter the apartment and they located Faith dead in a bedroom inside. Her body was positioned on the floor, leaning against the bed with her shirt pulled up. She had no clothes on from the waist down. There was pooled blood near her body and blood spatter on the wall and the bedroom closet door. A note written on a takeout fast food bag was located on the bed. Copies of that note are included in the materials that we've shared with you today. An autopsy was conducted on September 8th, 2012, and the cause of Faith's death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head resulting from a beating. A sexual assault kit was also collected and revealed the presence of semen. It was determined that the DNA profile that was generated from that semen matched other DNA evidence that we collected at the scene, and our investigators believe that that DNA belongs to Faith's killer. Investigators determined that prior to her death, Faith Hedgepeth and Karina Rosario had visited Davis Library on the UNC campus at about 7:30 p.m. the night prior and had arrived home shortly after midnight. A little before 1 o'clock that same morning, they arrived at the Wallace parking deck on East Rosemary Street in downtown Chapel Hill and walked across the street to the Thrill Bar. They left the bar at about 2:40 a.m. and drove home in Faith's car, which was a white Nissan Altima. Investigators believe the pair returned home and that Karina then left the apartment at approximately 4:30 a.m., returning home at about 11 o'clock with a friend and discovering Faith's body, at which time she called 911. Investigators of the Chapel Hill Police Department, along with North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation agents, have collected hundreds of items of evidence, interviewed friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, and classmates, and consulted with experts in various scientific fields of study. We've executed numerous search warrants and court orders for computers, cell phones, social media accounts, and financial records. Investigators have asked persons of interest to provide oral DNA swabs so that their DNA could be compared to the DNA collected at the scene. Hundreds of DNA samples have been collected and analyzed at this point. None of them have been found to match the DNA profile of Faith's killer. As we approach the two-year anniversary of Faith's death, we are issuing an appeal to the public for help in finding her killer. And with that help, we can bring some peace to Faith's family by bringing her killer to justice. We can also bring some peace to the UNC community and the Chapel Hill community. Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone, maybe somebody reading an article about this interview or watching it on television, knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. As I've mentioned, we've conducted an extensive investigation, and we have excellent evidence. This is a very strong case. What we need to do is connect that case to Faith's killer. That's been the focus of our investigation from the beginning. We are entirely convinced that this case will be solved. It is not a cold case. In fact, several Chapel Hill police investigators have worked this case exclusively for 2 years, and for the last 12 months they've been joined by two excellent North Carolina SBI investigators. Together they've invested thousands of hours of work into this case. What we need now is that key piece of information. You've heard the timeline of the night before Faith's death, as well as the morning when her body was discovered. And we're hoping that someone out there who may know something, who saw something, overheard something suspicious, or is aware of anything that struck them as strange and potentially related to this case, would call us. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you. And we want you to come on in and bring some peace to Faith's family. Reward money has been pledged in excess of $40,000 in this case, and we hope you will help us promote that point as well. I'm going to give you in just a few minutes a cell phone number that we hope you will also help us promote. That cell phone will ring directly to one of those investigators who is assigned to this case. You can call 24 hours a day. We'll be staffed 24 hours a day by someone who is intimately aware of the circumstances of this case and familiar with it. And that number is 919-614-6363. We also recognize that someone having information may choose to share it anonymously. You can certainly do that through Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers by calling 919-942-7515 or through their website.
Once again, that was Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue addressing the media yesterday with new information regarding the murder investigation of Faith Hedgepeth. You can find these details, including those contact numbers listed in this story, on our website at chapelboro.com. The group representing hundreds of North Carolina towns and cities wants Governor Pat McCrory to recall legislators to Raleigh to beef up economic incentives and revive expiring film production and historic preservation tax credits. North Carolina Carolina League of Municipalities Executive Director Paul Meyer wrote the governor on Thursday asking for a special General Assembly session. The legislature officially adjourned 2 weeks ago. Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker already has backed the special session idea. She says the state will run out of funding for popular job creation grants this fall. Decker also seeks a fund to help attract big companies to rural areas. Neither item passed before adjournment. Meyer says the state can't afford to sit on the recruitment sidelines as the country's economy improves. The governor has not indicated what he will do. WCHL News Time, 640. Coming up next, Lou Margolis has today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member
FDIC.
Bring
the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
72 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. With apologies to Willie Nelson, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be football players. Given the growing evidence of the long-term harm of concussions, all the adults involved in the game of football, coaches, parents, boards of education, trainers, and doctors, should halt this experiment in brain damage. Motivated by the National Football League's concern about maintaining its workforce and its fan base, the league has pumped millions upon millions of dollars into research on head trauma in football, not to mention the nearly $1 billion fund to care for former players afflicted with brain damage. Big-time sports universities are, of course, totally dependent on the revenues generated by the young men who put their brains at risk on the gridiron. The problem with the direction that the NFL, the NIH, and other institutions are taking is that the vast majority of these resources are directed at improving the diagnosis and management of concussions once they have occurred, instead of prevention. Unfortunately, there are many subjects available for study because over 1 million boys play high school football alone, experiencing tens of thousands of concussions each year. Football is by far the leading cause of sports-related head trauma. If we are going to allow our sons to participate in this national head trauma experiment, at a minimum, shouldn't school systems and athletics departments be expected to inform parents about the risks, as would be the case in any other experiment? Over the years, thousands of parents in the WCHL listening area have enrolled their children in research studies in psychology, education, public health, and medicine. Think about the protection of human subjects' process of informed consent for even the most harmless of studies, and then ask how we can allow boys to be subjected to the risks of brain damage without similar protections. To paraphrase Willie Nelson, mamas, don't let your boys grow up to play football. Don't let them knock heads, get concussions too much. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such.
This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina hosts San Diego State tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Keenan Stadium for the second ever meeting between the two teams. Tar Heel head coach Larry Fedora has paid special attention to the Aztecs' aggressive defensive scheme and the pressure it will put on Carolina's inexperienced offensive front.
Well, you got a young offensive line that doesn't have a lot of experience, and there's a lot of movement on their side of the ball, which you hope doesn't make us become timid, but it tends to do that with guys. They come off the ball a little bit slower to try to react to what the defense is doing, and it causes some problems. So, you know, the thing about it is they're going to gamble on some things. We can't worry about what happens. If they make a play, they make a play. We got to line up on the next one and get ready to go.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
San Diego State has a quality rushing attack headlined by sophomore Donnell Pumphrey, who had 111 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Aztecs' 31-point win over Northern Arizona last weekend. He's a good one in the San Diego State backfield.
He is a good one, and they do a good job with their scheme, getting extra blockers over in front of him. Our linebackers are going to have to do a great job in safeties of getting an extra guy, an extra hat to the ball, and fitting their gaps properly.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I got a feeling it's going to be a very entertaining game tomorrow night in Keenan Stadium. Our coverage starts at 5 p.m. tomorrow with the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes, live from downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street, right in University United Methodist Church.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road. Offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
It's been the perfect Southern summer in Chapel Hill's Southern Village. And as we bring this summer to a close, we're celebrating in grand fashion. Sunday, September 21st, we'll be holding a food truck rodeo from 3 to 8 p.m., including your favorite local food trucks, a beer van, desserts, and more. The cherry on top? Live music from legendary North Carolina beach band, The Nomads. So come have yourself a real Southern summer. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combine for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at kennedydentalgroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL and Rand Northam. I got to say that if you need a new profile picture or something, you got to use that outfit right there. You look good today.
Well, thank you very much.
You look really good. Appreciate Usually it's that. A casual Friday. You know, people dress true. A little more casually than usual, but you look like you're getting ready to address the country as President of the United States or something. Really?
Blue, well, I'm not doing that, but...
blue shirt.
One day, maybe.
Matching dark red tie. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, you look good.
I appreciate it.
Well, what's happening with our traffic situation this morning?
Well, traffic moving pretty smoothly to start off this Friday morning. Hope that continues throughout the rest of the day. We'll keep an eye on it, and hope you will as well. If you see those taillights, though, certainly give yourself a little extra time to slow down. Don't want any accidents on this beautiful Friday morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And in addition to what I just said, I just noticed the cufflinks.
How about that?
My goodness.
Yeah. Do you see what they are?
No.
Can you tell?
I can't.
They're little microphones.
No kidding.
Yeah, old-timey microphones.
Wow.
My best friend and her now husband gave me these for our for their wedding as their best man.
Wow.
Yeah, I was their best, his best man.
That is really cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I didn't notice that when I first started talking about your outfit. Now that jumps it up a few notches.
Well, when I when we got robbed, a year ago November, I had my cufflinks in there, and they were my dad's cufflinks with the RAN initials in it, because he was Rand Jr. And so it was a real bummer that those were stolen. But these are certainly really cool, and they kind of make take a good place of those.
That's no kidding. Sure. So. That's really cool. Yeah,
thanks.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Oh, certainly.
We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes, and we have a very special hometown hero coming up in just a few minutes. You might want
to
stick around
Looking forward to that.
And listen to that back there in the newsroom.
Yeah.
That is the traffic report has been brought to you by UNC Athletics. You can get a game day experience for nearly half price by a Carolina football family pack. Four tickets, a $20 voucher for concessions, plus a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $120. Now, that's a $230 value, all for $120. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 72 degrees, partly sunny, a little patchy fog this morning in some spots, 20% chance of showers, and then a 30% chance of rain later on in the day, or a high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s, and then on Saturday, partly sunny, but a 40% chance of showers and or storms in the afternoon, or high tomorrow in the low 90s. Tomorrow night for the football game, we'll have a low in the upper 50s. But we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain. So that does not sound too good. Don't like the sound of that. But otherwise, not a bad weekend. Now, Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is where you can get that delicious coffee. They serve it up fast brewed coffee at Cruiser's. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's, which is always good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough birthdays. We got lots of them to report. First of all, we'll start with our celebrities, and we'll tell you that former Federal Reserve Board Chair Paul Volcker is 87 years old today. Comedian actor Bob Newhart, 85. Actress singer Carol Lawrence is 82. Actor William Devane, 75 years old today. Actor George Lazenby is 75. Actress Mikel Welch, 74. Singer Al Stewart, Year of the Cat, 69 years old today. College Football Hall of Famer Jerry Levice is 68. Singer Loudon Wainwright III, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, 68 years old today. Actor Michael Keaton is 63 years old today. Kristen Alfonso, the actress, 51. Dweezil Zappa, TV personality, 45. Actress Rose McGowan, 41. Actress Kat Graham, 28. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Lillian Lee has a birthday, and I want to wish a very special happy birthday to her. You're going to hear more about her in just a moment here. Andrea Griffith Cash also has a birthday today. Adam Hochberg will be 50 tomorrow, and Angie Owens also has a birthday coming up tomorrow. Our birthday winner today at WCHL is Susanna Southern. Susanna Southern's going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS store, Sportin Boulevard, and Metamot, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Susanna Southern, and all our other local celebrities from all of us at WCHL. Well, well, well.
Which is a deep subject.
Freddie Kiger just walked in here.
A deep subject for such a shallow mind.
Correct.
Are you feeling academic today?
So let me put on my intellectual hat, which I'll have to put
on. Should I then change the tone of my delivery?
I'll have to put on my intellectual hat next hour anyway when Wayne Pond calls in here.
Yes.
You know, so I'll just put it on a little early today.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am ready.
Well, we're going to do a question about college football and Carolina's opponent tomorrow.
Oh, is that intellectual?
Well, there's a lot of people who would like for it to be. Heels host San Diego State, the Aztecs.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow, back in the early 90s, San Diego State had a running back who had three consecutive All-America seasons, then went on to become a seven-time NFL All-Pro player.
Oh.
Name him.
All right. Well,
back in the early 90s, San Diego State had a running back who had three consecutive All-America seasons. Then he went on to the NFL where he became a seven-time NFL star. Name him. 919-929-WCHL.
I happen to know the answer to that question because I've been doing some research getting ready for the game.
There you go.
But before this week, I did not know that. Okay. So at any rate, if you know the answer, give us a call.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lillian Lee is today's WCHL hometown hero. Lillian, you have done so much in this community since you and Howard first moved here many years ago.
1965.
Howard got involved in politics and a lot of other things, and he's gotten so many honors over the years. But today, which just happens to be your birthday, I wanted to put you in our spotlight. When did you get started in our community helping kids with their education?
In 1965, Ron.
That very year you started.
That very year. Nestle Harrison and I were the first two teachers at UNC Hospital for Children. And then I worked in several other areas after that, and I ended up at Chapel Hill High School, a very, very exciting and rewarding place. And I enjoyed being there 99% of the time.
You made quite a bit of difference in so many kids' lives. And I know that you stay in touch with a lot of those folks, too, don't you?
Yes, and I tried to make a difference.
Lillian, I used to know you as the Tina Turner of Chapel Hill.
Oh, please, Ron.
Lillian used to wear a wig and used to dance like Tina Turner and sing and everything.
Even wore the fishnet stockings.
And you pulled it off quite well, I'll tell you that much.
Well, thank you.
Lillian, I know that you have been quite a Tar Heel fan over the years and have developed a lot of friendships with people involved with the basketball program in particular.
Yes, and some football players, too.
Great that you're a supporter of all our high schools, our university, and I know that you're active in your church and you do all kinds of things. And I wanted to talk to you today on your 79th birthday. That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, Ron.
Growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional, Lillian.
And I'm thinking about growing up.
You're just not going to get old, though. I know that.
No.
Well, Lillian, I wanted to thank you for all you've done in our community and ask you one more question. What is it that makes Chapel Hill so special?
Without a doubt, the relationships that I have developed and the friendships and the people whom I love and the people who love me, too. I think I've been truly blessed in Chapel Hill. And the postman came today and he said, "It must be your birthday, all of these cards." I said, "Thank you very much."
Lillian, to tell you the truth, I don't know anybody in town who has more good thoughts going their way every day of the year than you, because everybody loves you.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. And always remember that I'm still listening.
Lillian Lee of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, Lillian. 6:58 at WCHL. WCHL Freddie Cogger Trivia Quiz. That's Freddie. Just ask a question about the All-America three times running back at San Diego State.
Yep, when I was still doing lead statistics for the ESPN Saturday Night crew, we did several games out in San Diego, and I got to see with Ron Franklin and Mike Gottfried and our ESPN crew, Marshall Faulk, who ran wild. He left the Aztecs after the 94 season with 62 career touchdowns. I think that's like eighth most in NCAA history.
I'm glad he's not still there now.
Wow, and he went on to have great seasons with the Indianapolis Colts and the St. Louis Rams. And, of course, his Aztecs roll into Chapel Hill. Yep. It'll be the opponent for Larry Fedora's North Carolina Tar Heels tomorrow.
That's kind of cool. Everybody's, you know, everybody I talk to has been looking past, you know, San Diego State and thing.
Hey.
Sure win. There's no way in the world.
Yeah, it's a pretty good football team. Congratulations to Scott Jarrett, who called in with the answer to our trivia question this morning. Scott's going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Marshall Faulk, the name of that famous running back from San Diego State. Look forward to the Aztecs and the Tar Heels tomorrow. It is 72 degrees right now. A little foggy out there this morning. 30% chance of rain later on in the day. Our high today in the upper 80s. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The economy's been racking up solid job gains for 6 months now.
The job market has really kicked into a higher gear in 2014.
And forecasters believe August will make it 7 in a row. Economist Gus Fauché expects a gain of well over 200,000 jobs.
We're adding more full-time jobs. That's good news. So we have fewer people working part-time who don't want to be working part-time. More than half the jobs that are being created are in industries that pay above average weekly earnings, and so that's a positive. So the quality still isn't where we would like it to be, but it is getting there, albeit slowly.
Forecasters say the unemployment rate could fall to 6.1%. It was 6.2 in July. Overseas, NATO leaders meeting in Wales are weighing new sanctions to punish Moscow for backing pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine. Sky News correspondent Katie Stallard tells us people living in a strategic port city rocked by heavy fighting today are fearing the worst.
They can hear the shelling. A lot of them are not able to make contact with their relatives, so they are desperately worried about what is happening on the outskirts of Mariupol.
Back in Cardiff, CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest on NATO's strategy to deal with the Islamic terrorist who beheaded two American journalists.
Secretary of State John Kerry, in a meeting with defense and foreign ministers here in Wales, said the NATO countries must go after ISIS militarily, but also attack its financing. International law enforcement and intelligence agencies will have to work together, he said. Kerry added it may take a year or two or even three, but ISIS must be destroyed.
Officials say computer hackers managed to break into the government's healthcare website. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. How'd they do it, Barry?
Frank, one or more foreign hackers searched both government and private websites in July for a certain type of server to exploit. An opening was found at healthcare.gov. The breach was discovered in late August. Technicians manually scanning logs noticed an anomaly. The Health and Human Services Department says the intrusion occurred in a part of the site used for testing and that consumer information such as names, birth dates, and social security numbers wasn't compromised. Frank?
It turns out that website wasn't protected by a firewall or software to detect an intrusion. A breaking news from Tampa, police have arrested a suspect in a quadruple murder case. His autistic 4-year-old son was found unharmed. Drivers waiting for a red light to change in North St. Louis were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I made a U-turn and the guy was like, man, call the ambulance. I just been shot. And just a pure pandemonium.
One or more gunmen armed with automatic weapons opened fire for reasons that aren't clear. Two people were hit by bullets. One died. Her comedy could be over the top, but Joan Rivers, who died yesterday at 81, had a knack for